Kia ora, everybody, and welcome to your Two Drunk Aunties with Bron Lewis and Sammy Peterson. We are both of these people. I'm Sammy Peterson, and I'm your auntie who is a little bit homophobic but tries to throw you off by shouting, "I don't have a problem with it," over and over again.
And I'm Bron Lewis. I'm the auntie who will take a group photo but take the photo from the person and zoom directly in on themselves and look at it for ages and then say, "Do it again."
Welcome to your Two Drunk Aunties.
Yay!
Yay!
Aunties, we're having a Prosecco.
We're having a goddamn Prosecco.
And you know why?
This feels right.
We deserve it.
We deserve it.
We deserve it.
Why? Because we deserve it. No more questions.
Exactly. Next.
Next question.
Next,
no one asked any questions. We're going, next question. Ask your next question.
This is the first time we've had a Prosecco on the pod.
It is.
Usually
and it's
we
huge.
Have black coffee and white water.
What's water? It's white. I've got a problem with my tap. It is white. You can't see through it. It is white.
What else could be wrong with his apartment?
Hey, come on now.
You're doing really well.
Pop your minutes back in. Let's go to the first segment today, letter to your aunties. Isn't this nice?
The letters that are coming in are so good.
We love it. We love
we
it.
We really love it.
We want you to write into us. We want you to write into deardrunkaunties@gmail.com or in the show notes below, leave a goddamn speak pipe because we'd love to hear your goddamn voice.
Yeah, especially if you have a good voice.
If you have a good voice. If you've got a bad voice, put a different voice on.
Yeah, ask someone to read
it for you. Your life. Dear aunties, my brother never gets my girlfriend's name right and he has met her so many times before. He calls her Kara instead of Tara every time.
I'm
getting really sick of it. It's upset my girlfriend and he continues to do this every time we visit. Tom.
Yeah.
Now, what do you think of this? Now, I think the brother's having fun with it. He's probably calling Tom Com.
Exactly.
Probably every time.
Tomas.
Yeah. Tomas. Hey, Tomas, what's up?
Yeah, exactly.
He probably gets everyone's
name. He knows
name
her
from.
Name's Kara.
Absolutely.
He absolutely knows her name. Wait,
he's been
Tara?
A damn fool. Tara.
Exactly. Who cares?
No, instead of Tara, it's Tara. It's gorgeous Tara.
It's Tara. Yeah. And guess what, Tara?
Yeah.
You got a name that no one cares about.
I'm sorry. A bland name, Tara.
Yeah. It's like anyone with Kirsty, Christy, Kristen.
Yeah.
It's so hard.
No one cares enough to know it properly.
And I guess the thing with the Kristen and the Kirsties and whatever, when I meet someone like that, I have to make a name up for them in my head.
Oh,
like I rhyme with it.
Yeah,
like if I meet someone called Kirsty, in my head I say it's Kirsty the Worsty.
Kirsty the Worsty.
Kirsty the Worsty.
Even if they're a great person, it's always Kirsty the Worsty.
Always.
Always.
I'm like, that's fine. And that's why anyone called Kirsty, I'll never forget it. Because
yeah,
in my head,
okay.
I've got a little jingle.
Got a little jingle and that's all you need.
But that's hard with, he's going to have to use alliteration.
Yeah.
And maybe he's not very good at that.
Maybe Tom's not great in general.
Tom is the brother.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, Tom's the person that wrote in. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Hey.
Maybe the brother's not great. Sorry, Tom,
You're
I didn't mean that.
You're bad at names as well. Are you the brother?
Maybe I'm the brother.
Oh, my God, Sam Peterson, for crying out loud.
Okay, so maybe the brother's not that. So with the brother, would you ever be like, hey, like would you ever confront them about it?
Yeah.
Would you?
Absolutely.
Smash the glass on the table
if
and say,
brother,
listen.
If it's my brother or not my brother, it's so easy to be like, do you know her name or not?
Yeah.
Or do you know
would
my name?
Would you say
name?
In front of Tara or Kara?
Yeah.
You would.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm not
say,
a coward.
Do you know her name or what?
Exactly.
You're not
just like that. I'm not a coward.
I'm not a coward.
No coward.
I'm not a coward. I'm scared, but I'm not a coward. Yeah, okay, so you just bring it up straight away. You'd be
absolutely.
Like, hey. Listen up, bucko, push them a bit.
Have you ever called someone the wrong name for a long time?
One time I was working with someone called Marg and I was like talking to Marg all the time. I was like, Marg, all the time.
Great.
And then one time I saw her name tag. This was like we're working at the Phillip Island Penguin Parade bragging and I saw her name tag with Jill and I was like, Marg, why have you got a name tag that says Jill on it? And my name is actually Jill.
Well, that's shame on her.
Shame on her.
For not fixing it.
For not fixing it
just
that whole
time.
Just
say it at the start.
You just say
do you know my name's this?
Do you know my name is not what you say it is?
Yeah. Do you know how people spell my name? Do you know how people spell my name? Do you know my name?
That's a good way to do it.
Oh, great.
Maybe
that's
Tara
actually coming
can do that.
Up. Well, that's right.
Maybe Tara can go, how do you spell my name then?
Yeah.
You go C, you go A, T.
Do you know how people misspell my name, Sam? They spell it B-R-O-W-N.
B-R-O-W-N. Yeah. Brown.
Correct. That's what people think.
Hey,
so I spat on you. This is
That's okay. I actually enjoyed it. Thank you.
So I'm recoiled.
We're very close. We're that close you spit on me. That's true friendship.
Very close. It's how It's how distance works. But I had, but I don't correct them. But sometimes I say, how would you say that?
Oh, okay. So it's only when it's not if someone calls you Brown, you're not going.
No one calls me Brown. Okay. Oh, actually, some people call me Brown.
Hey, like, Brown. Hey, Brownie.
Usually people from a different country.
Yeah.
And hey, okay. Who am I to tell them?
You shouldn't be talking to them.
Oh, my God.
That's an army thing.
I'll spit on you again on purpose. But it is an army thing to say, well done. If it's someone who's written it and they are obviously. They should know better.
They should know better.
They should know better. Yeah. Like they've heard it before. They've probably seen it before. I will say, oh, how would you spell that? How would you say that?
How'd you say that out
How
loud?
How would you say that? And they
that.
Go.
Are you emphasizing every single letter? That.
And they go, Bronwyn. And I go, no, you've written Brownen. That's not my name, is it?
Actually not my name.
Michelle.
Michelle.
And then it's awkward.
That is awkward.
Hey, but I love awkward. What's going on?
What's going on? Let's have this one. Dear aunties, the other week I found earrings in my husband's bag. I know it's probably nothing, but what if it is something and I'm being taken for a ride? Simone.
Simone, are they your earrings?
They could be. We don't know. She hasn't looked. She hasn't saw earrings. I don't know if they're mine or not. No further investigation needed.
I will write into drunk aunties. Yeah. Okay.
What do you do in a situation like that? If you found handbags in your partner's earrings, what would you do? I think the Prosecco was a good idea. Well, if you found earrings in your partner's bag, what would you do?
I'd say, are these our daughters?
Are these our daughters' beautiful earrings?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he'd probably say,
yeah. Does your two-year-old have earrings?
No, he's a boy.
Oh, okay.
And then I've got an eight-year-old and a nine-year-old. They're girls. Okay. And they both have their ears pierced.
Do they?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Pretty cool mum.
You are a very cool mum.
I'm cool.
Do they have
a cool mum and a drunk auntie.
Do they have like the nose studs?
An eight and nine-year-old?
Mm.
No.
Can you get them those?
You.
That's awesome.
Oh, my gosh. I just was talking about septum piercings the other day. Yeah. No judgment. Couldn't do it though.
Couldn't do it.
Couldn't do it.
Yeah, it's not for you.
No.
I think you know if it's for you or not.
Yeah. Would you ever have it?
Yeah. I'll get done today.
Have you ever had a piercing?
No, never. Oh, I ain't got tattoo. No tattoo.
Wow.
Tattoo. Yeah, yeah. Have you got any tattoos?
Yeah.
You do? What do you call it? If you want to talk about it.
I do.
What do you got?
It's live life love on my face. I can't believe you haven't noticed it.
I haven't. Is it covering by your fringe?
Yeah.
You've got live, love, love written under your fringe.
No, I've got – it's so bad and I actually am getting it removed.
Oh, why?
I know because I spent years being like – because I got it when I was 20. I'm now 37. Uh-huh. And I got it on, I think, on my 20th birthday. And I was like, yeah, I think it was only a few years later. I was like, that's not a good idea. I don't like it. I'm going to get it removed.
20 forever?
Yeah, I'm 20.
20 forever. Forever young.
Just says, oh, I'm 20.
I'm 20.
I'm 20. What do you want? Yeah.
I'm 20. What do you want?
It says Una Vita. Uh-huh. Look at it.
Right.
Which means one life in Latin.
Okay.
Okay.
The dead language.
Hey.
One of the most dead languages in the world.
I think J-Lo speaks.
She's always talking about being from the block. I know what else she's talking about.
Exactly.
She's still
joking. Anyway, I got it and I was like, oh, I don't really like it. Doesn't matter. And then, and for years I was like, oh, bad tattoos is a cool fun. It's a funny story
it's
to
fun.
It. It's a funny story to it.
Yeah.
But now I'm like, actually, I hate it.
Actually, you hate it.
I never think about it, but if I'm on like the telly or something and I see it, I'm like,
okay.
I don't want to have a wrist tattoo.
Yeah.
I don't want it.
Do you cover up with foundation?
Nah,
every day.
Forget about it.
Every day.
I just put a Band-Aid on it. On my wrist, everyone's worried.
Everyone's worried.
Okay. Everyone's worried. Just slipping with a lifeline number.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I've got one life and this one's going to end soon.
Do you think for Simone, would you, if you were in that position,
yes.
Do you think as Simone you would try and trick your husband again? Like, do you think you'd try and like put more earrings, you know, around the place? Would you put some hair clips in his bag?
Why would you do that?
To see if
he goes, why are these in here?
Why are these in here?
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah, try and trap him.
Oh, okay, great. Because his girlfriend doesn't have hair clips because she's hopefully over 18.
That's right.
Yeah. So I this does feel like Love Actually. Is this person
it's exactly
just
like Love Actually.
Yeah. They just watch this.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you would obviously, like in Love Actually.
Yes.
Forgive them.
Forgive them. Move on.
Forgive them. Celebrate Christmas. And be grateful for what you got.
If it is Christmas.
It is always Christmas in Love, actually.
That's actually true.
And it's actually Christmas really soon. When we're recording. When isn't it Christmas, Sam?
That's true. We got Christmas in July. You got the other one, the main one.
Yeah.
The original, the
always,
OG.
They're always soon.
It's always soon.
I think you should say, whose are these? It's mine, grow up.
Oh, wow. Reach into his bag?
Yes. He's your husband.
Yeah.
Nothing's sacred.
That's actually true. Nothing matters anymore.
Nothing. You've given up.
Yeah. I put other stuff in his bag for sure.
Hair clips.
Fish.
Lollipops.
Everything. And I go, whose is that then? Whose is that then?
A school uniform.
Yeah. See if he pulls anything out of it and goes, where's that come from?
Whoa.
So now I feel like he's a bit more open. But if he's not, if he's hiding it, if he's got earrings in his bag and he's not bringing them out, maybe he doesn't know.
Has she checked if he's got his ears pierced?
No. I don't think she has. It's not in the letter. Probably not.
There he is then, Simone.
Check his ears. Check if he's got holes in his ears. He's got holes in his ears, maybe. Not his... The actual hole in your ear.
But everyone's got that.
Most people, if you're lucky in life, you've got a big ear hole.
Yes.
But if not, just check.
Just check. Just check.
Just check. The next segment, live, laugh, love. I've got some gorgeous jokes for you, Bron, to make you laugh, because that's what I love to do more than anything in the world.
I love to laugh.
I'll never forget my grandfather's last words to me just before he died. Are you still holding the ladder?
Because she killed him.
Killed him.
She killed the joke old about man. Death. It's a bit like, he's so old.
So old.
And when he fell down, he would have heard all of his bones everything. Turn to dust.
Everything. Yeah, that's what happens with old people. Their bones turn to dust.
Dust.
As they fall.
Yeah, and then all things sort of spilled out of orifices and she just sort of stood correct. Over him being like, oh, I'm going to remember those last words forever. That's a sick joke.
That's a sick joke. Wife, I want another baby. Husband, that's a relief. I also really don't like this one.
Very good.
You like that one?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Buyer's remorse.
Man walks into an enchanted forest and tries to cut down a talking tree. They're always good setups. You can't cut me down, the tree exclaims.
Yeah.
I'm a talking tree. The man responds, you may be a talking tree, but you will dialogue. Doesn't really make sense, but I like it. Doesn't make sense, but I don't think we need to worry about it.
Hey, so that wasn't straight from a documentary?
That wasn't straight from a documentary,
yeah. Oh, okay. Yet. It's not a scientific fact.
It's not a scientific
okay,
fact.
Cool.
But it could be.
Hey,
if want it to be.
May have been.
Man.
Man.
Where exactly are you taking me, doctor? Doctor, to the morgue. Man, what? But I'm not dead yet, doctor, and we're not there yet.
Oh, yeah, he's about to die.
He's about to die.
He fell off a ladder.
Yeah.
His granddaughter didn't look after him.
Got one more. Ready?
Yep.
What do you call two jalapenos getting it on? Fucking hot. Because they would be. Can you imagine them making love?
You mean like hot fucking?
Yeah. Like getting it on. Jalapenos. Is that what you're saying? Jalapenos. I believe that's how you say it. It's a bit sexy, isn't it?
It is.
It's not so much a joke as it is just sexy.
Yeah, as it's flirty.
It's flirty.
It's flirty. Pretty flirty. Yeah, you should say that next time you're flirting with one of the women that are madly in love with you.
Yeah, I'd love to. God, I'd love to.
God, they'd lose it.
They would lose it if I said that.
There are so many. If I looked out the window now, I'd find one.
You find one.
Yeah.
One jalapeno.
Ready to go. Are you ready to be scared?
I'm ready to be scared.
Okay, this next segment.
I'm a bit scared.
One of my favorites because it's scary. And everyone likes to feel a little bit alive.
Sometimes.
And when you're scared, you feel alive.
You do, absolutely.
Because you feel like you're about to die.
That's true.
Do you know?
That's true. Yeah.
It's like, I'm that close
There's
to death.
There's nothing better than that.
Wow, I'm alive right now.
Yeah.
But it's temporary.
It's temporary. You know? Put your nightlight on because this is going to get spooky.
It gets scary. People get scared. And the feedback we are getting on this one is they're scary.
They're scary.
And I'm sorry, I would really like to make them less scary, but I can't.
You can't.
And I won't.
You can't unspook a spooky story.
Okay.
Okay.
This one's called A Reminder from the Past.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's going to be a ghost story, okay. I can tell. Yep.
Well, this one's not very long, but it's...
Okay. Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter long to be scary.
Doesn't need to be long to be scary. They're all scary in a way.
They are.
They are.
Okay. Oh, wait. When I was around 16, my rapidly growing family... I'm so sorry. I need a minute. I'm
getting
scared.
Tall.
Why are they so
rapid? Growing heaps. Rapidly growing taller.
Why so fast?
I don't know. They grow up so fast.
I've already derailed it. Not my fault though. There's. When I was around 16, my rapidly growing family finally moved from the house I'd spent my entire life in.
Oh my God.
Finally.
Finally.
Oh, spooky. As you would expect, we spent a lot of time fondly remembering all the things we used to do in the house we were packing everything up in.
Reminiscing is so fun.
Yeah, and spooky.
And spooky. Well, yeah, it can be a bit scary as well. Love to reminisce, but only about spooky things.
Oh, sorry, I kicked you because I'm scared. At some point, I decided to go into the downstairs closet with a flashlight and read.
Okay.
Something I used to do when I was younger to get peace and quiet. Also, lazy. Help pack up.
Help pack up, for God's sake. Okay. I did that when I was moving out, so I just went and read.
You're moving by yourself.
Yeah, moving by myself, just went red for a bit.
Someone else will do it.
Someone else will do this eventually.
Got a big dog.
Digs, moves and boxes, for God's sake. Earn your keep.
Now, this was one of those deep closets that goes under the stairs.
Oh, I went scary, back around. Scary.
Yeah,
scary,
do you know, scary, already scary. Yeah, bit yeah, Harry
yeah.
Potter.
Yeah.
Mostly scary.
Mostly scary.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It went back about 8 feet. And then it had this left turn into this very low, maybe 3 foot high bit.
Oh, no.
Very low.
Very scary.
Okay, tiny. Mm. This space was largely occupied by a mountain of old blankets and stuffed animals. Of course, this is the most fluffy spot to sit and read.
I love sitting in fluffy spots. I always look for the fluffiest spot to sit and read.
Even if it's under the stairs.
Doesn't matter, wherever, I'll find it. I'll find the fluffiest spot.
Especially if people are doing hard labour.
That's right.
Moving
I'll
my
find
things.
Some ducks. It's on the fluffiest duck I can find to do my reading.
Okay, I'm scared.
Yeah, I'm scared.
Be careful. About an hour later, I shift a little to get a bit more comfortable and I hear a slow, warped horse voice say.
What's a horse voice?
Okay, ready?
Okay.
You always make me happy.
You always make me happy. That's quite a nice thing to hear.
Yeah, but not from a slow horse voice.
Oh, I thought you meant it like it was an actual horse.
No,
it was
horse.
A neigh or something like that. Was what
no,
you
they can't
do.
Speak, Sam.
They can't speak. Okay.
They can't. Okay. I flipped my shit.
Just
gross.
Good to hear in a spooky story.
Put it away. Hit my head on the low ceiling practically broke the door getting out.
Oh, no.
After hyperventilating and explaining to my family why there was no colour left on my face, I went back to see what it was. It was a stuffed little bear from when I was about 3 or 4 years old that happened to lean on just right to press his belly. When I pressed his belly again, though, nothing. This poor bear I hadn't played with since I was a toddler used its last bit of power and its and its dying breath to tell me I made it happy. These two last sentences are important, Sam, please.
Okay, I'm ready.
You make me happy too, little bear. Just when you're not making me piss myself. How beautiful.
That is beautiful. That's scary.
Wait, scary, I meant to say.
That's scary.
Wrong
That's
adjective.
Scary.
Not
That's
beautiful.
Scary.
Just scary.
So listen up, Bron. Listen up, Brown. Listen up, Brown. I've only seen your name written before. Listen up, Brown. If one of your kids' toys did that,
yeah.
What would you do? Would you kill it? Would you burn it?
Yeah, just chuck it out.
Just chuck it out. It's kind of like Toy Story, but scary.
Well, it's actually scary. Remember in Toy Story, the doll on the...
Oh,
the doll
that was terrifying. I didn't like that.
Absolutely terrifying. Really
absolutely
scary.
Absolutely terrifying. Yeah,
but
yeah.
But it never said...
You always make me happy.
Did it?
It never said that.
Why did the bear talk like that, though?
I don't know. Well, you did that.
Well, she told me how to.
Oh, horse. Didn't go, nay.
She told me how to say it,
yeah,
and I did it. I was just
yeah.
following instructions.
That's scary. Were you spooked when you read? Did you read it late at night?
No, I read it in the middle of the day, but I was terrified.
Okay, yeah,
I had to close my laptop.
Yeah. It's actually a little bit too scary.
In the little cupboard with some soft toys. It was terrifying.
I'm sorry that you had to read that out because I got scared, you got scared, we all got scared at the same time, and it's just awful.
It was spooky.
Sorry to everyone
yeah.
if you're listening to this. I'm so sorry.
Mm.
If you're not listening to this, what are you doing with your life?
What is going
what
on?
Doing? What are you doing?
What kind of attic are you hiding in?
But
back up, help him pack.
Awesome.
You lazy sod. God.
You lazy sod. You are a lazy sod.
Aunties hate lazy people.
Would you rather? Have you got a would you rather?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to do some Would You Rather?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This one, I wrote it very quickly before we started podcast. Okay. So it's maybe not my best one.
It doesn't matter.
Might be one I'm most proud of though.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm proud of you.
Oh.
What was that? Was that a scary voice again?
Is it anyway?
Okay.
I'm okay. Scared. Would you, Sam?
Yes.
I've only got one. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Would you rather eat a tube of toothpaste in one go? You can't have a break.
Can't have a break. So have to eat a tube of toothpaste, yes.
Or kiss my foot.
Just once?
Just once.
Little peck.
Yeah.
Probably the tube. I'm sorry. Probably the tube of toothpaste. I'm not a big foot person.
Yucky.
Some people are.
Yuck.
Some people are foot people.
Well, they shouldn't be.
Foots. There's not a plural for that. They love foots. Oh, they love foots. Yeah, I think I would eat a tube of toothpaste.
Oh, that's so rude. I think
it's fun. I think it'd be fun to just try it once. I'm going to do it after this.
Oh, have some Sensodyne. Careful, you're not allowed to use your toilet.
I'm allowed to use my toilet. Yeah, it might be a big mistake. It might be a big mistake. Have to call out someone to help me. Imagine going to emergency because you ate a whole tube of toothpaste.
And how would you eat it? Would you just like squirt into your mouth, or would you down. Put it on a spoon like a grown up?
Yeah, I would pour it onto a plate, and I would get a knife and fork, and I would chop it up like a grown up.
Yes.
And I would sit there and have a nice glass of wine
with a candle.
With a candle.
And Diggs. Nice is glass wearing a of suit. Red.
And Diggs would be sitting up going, yes, yeah. What year is this? Yom. What year is this, Dad? Yom. He'd be going, yom. This is yom.
And you'll say, I would have been eating 2 minute noodles. None left.
None left, Diggs. We have to order more from the factory.
Give it a shot.
We have to order more from the factory, Diggs. I go to a little corner store. And I say, have you got any 2 minute noodles? And they say, not today, sir.
Your dog has eaten all of them.
He came in yesterday, ate all of them. And I say, can I order some in? And they say, yes, it'll be 3 week. Can you wait 3 week? I say, I'll wait 3 week. But I'll need to get 4 this time.
Just a tube of toothpaste, please. Just
a tube of toothpaste. For today, that'll be all. Thank you. And I get my Colgate. Great brand, not a plug. I get my Colgate.
Wow. Lucky damn. Colgate, whitening, the gold one.
Is that your favourite?
Yeah, just to show people I'm rich. You know how people have Aesop hand stuff to show they're rich?
Yeah,
we have Colgate, the gold one, to show people we're rich.
Do your kids have the same?
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
I assume so. I don't know what they do. I didn't watch them.
You don't watch them?
Brush
watch
their them teeth. No. I am busy.
Okay.
I am live life loving everything outside of the bathroom.
Wow. I thought you'd watch them brush their teeth to make sure they did it, and then you would give them a little kiss on the head when they do that.
Well, not the boy.
No, not the boy, whatever it is. Can't think of his name off the top of my head, but yeah.
The girls, they're big enough to, and also I scared them into brushing their teeth.
Oh, no,
you didn't
scare them?
Yeah, I scared them.
Why?
Oh, I was reading them a spooky story.
What about? Was it the same spooky story?
No, same one. And for some reason it makes them want to brush their teeth. No, it's, I said we saw little kids, we went to Poland once. And very nice. Some of the, thank you, and some of their cousins in Poland had never brushed their teeth, so their teeth, these little kids.
Ever?
No, I assume so, because these little kids who were like 4 and 5 had just black teeth, black. And I thought when I looked at them that they were wearing braces. I was like, holy moly, they put braces on the smallest children here in Poland. And Lucas,
Poland's different, isn't it?
Poland is different.
Poland's different.
Lucky country. And I said, and Lucas, my partner, said, no, they just have rotten teeth. And I was like, holy moly. And then I said to my daughter, who was only one, was big enough to understand anything then, that's what your teeth will look like if you don't brush them every single day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Did you point at the child when you said that?
Yeah, he didn't speak English. I just smiled as I said it. He didn't know, with my pearly whites.
Your beautiful pearly whites.
He was blinded.
Whites.
Thank you. Not
with
covered
lipstick
in.
All of them.
Hey, how dare you?
Hey,
not
hey,
a single bit of lipstick on them
no,
right now.
No, any lippy on that.
Just Prosecco.
Just Prosecco. Just Prosecco.
You've got Prosecco in your teeth.
Ready for life hack?
Yeah. This is a good one. It's almost like we planned this episode really well.
This is beautiful.
Because
we always plan the episode so well.
No, we do plan them.
We do.
But this one, there's like you're like, oh, this is like what we said before. It's like a throwback.
Fun. Wow.
You heard of those? Okay, just here we go. Yep. When you can't remember someone's name, this happens a lot. You know, you see, we meet lots of people.
God, you meet lots of people. Oh, you always shake their hands.
And you see, you vaguely know, and they go to you, hi, Sam. And then you No, you don't know my name.
Oh, I don't know your name. Okay. Hey.
Yes, great. That's fine. And then the conversation keeps going. And then you have to try and work out what their name is. You can't think of
can't
it.
Can't do it.
This is
can't
what you do. It. Life hack. Mm. You go, God, the other day someone spelt my name B-R-O-W-N, which is obviously incorrect. And then I say to them, what's the strangest spelling someone's had of your name?
That's good.
That's good.
That's a good life hack.
That's good. And then if I were talking to you, what would you say?
I would say.
What would you say?
I'd say S-A-M.
Oh, and I'd go, exactly, Sam. You can't get that wrong. Anyway, so good to see you. Bye, Sam. And then I leave.
And a whole conversation.
Yeah, I'm too busy to talk to you, but I just want you to know that I know your name.
So let's role play it, right? So yeah, if you go, happy okay, to. Okay, so go.
Am I remembering your name?
No, I've forgotten you. Okay. So, hey, Bron.
Oh, hey, mate.
Hey, how are you?
So
has the comedy stuff been going really well?
Yeah, it's actually
so everything's
really well.
Going really well.
Yeah, you've come to see it heaps, right?
I've come to see your show. I love always watching your shows. Thanks. You're always so funny. It's great to see your name up in lights and everything.
Oh, you've seen
I
my never name forget. Up. It's never funny that you that bring name. My name up.
I love that name.
Because actually
so
I was at a gig the
what
other night.
What else has been happening? Oh, hey, so it's going well.
Hey, don't talk over a woman. Don't do that.
Sorry. I'll put if a guy. You. I better go. Well, sorry. See ya. No, I'm going to go.
Oh, my God.
I better
go. Well, this is why I don't remember your name.
Because you always excuse yourself.
Because you're completely unlikable.
Yeah.
Well. Don't talk over me.
Oh, my God. This is what you do?
No,
I'm this is what you say to a fan.
Not a fan.
Fan of your comedy bean all the time. I always like seeing your name up in lights.
And then walking in the opposite direction.
Yeah.
Who's on brown? No, thanks.
I don't like brown one bit. Oh, Brown's on again. No, thanks. It's a no from me.
Oh, my God. All she's trying to do is talk without being interrupted. No, thank you.
That's a good life hack. I think that's good.
It is good, isn't
it? Yeah,
yeah. Because if they just go, oh, my name's pretty hard to get wrong, it's Sam.
Yeah.
And I'll go
you lock
register,
it in.
Register that.
Yeah.
And then I'll go, you're right. What a stupid thing to say. Stupid me. I'm a stupid woman.
Stupid and hitting your head while you say stupid woman. What if I was like, oh, no one ever misspells my name. Because Sam, like, we'll go, oh, no one ever really misspells my name.
I was like, yeah, but like if you were like, if you could misspell it, what would you write?
I wouldn't.
But
wouldn't misspell my own name.
But we're playing a game, mate. So misspell it right now.
M-A-T-E.
Good, mate. I reckon that's good.
I reckon that's good. Bye. That's nice. That's a nice conversation.
And then I never see that person ever again.
Wow.
Being you. Because you never come to my shows.
I have been to all of your shows. Thank you so much.
I'm excited to see you in one of my shows this year.
I'll be there.
I wonder which one you'll come to.
God.
Or if you can dig those furry little heels of yours into the ground.
Why are you talking about my heels like this for? But lovely heels.
Why are they furry?
I've got beautiful furry heels. I always wear lovely furry heels. I've been wearing fur coat, my furry heel.
Is this why you couldn't come in? Because
that's why
I have a sign in front of all of my shows that says no furry heels. Okay, now this makes sense now. Finally,
finally
I understand
why
you I understand why you haven't supported me.
No furry heels. Furry, furry.
No furry heeled ladies in here, please.
Thank you, drunk auntie. I love a drunk auntie in like a furry coat and furry heels.
Yeah. Great.
Fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Hey, thank you for listening.
Thank you.
To your two drunk aunties. Mm. Send us an email at deardrunkaunties@gmail.com. Speak pipes. Leave a little, we'll put it in the show notes there.
We'll
you can leave us a
there.
Little, leave a little voicemail of your problem.
I've loved listening to them. I've loved reading them.
Reading them is fun as well. Even if they're written, we'll read them.
Yeah, exactly. If it's there, we'll read it.
If it's there, we'll read it. If it's not, we'll read it again. If it's a voice memo, we'll write it down and then we'll read it.
Yeah.
That's our promise.
Yeah, that's how I do it. I will dig my furry little heels in.
That's what happens. Leave a 5-star rating, 5-star review.
Please.
We'll read it out.
Yeah.
Just do it.
Do it.
We've been you two drunk, aren't we? We've had lovely Prosecco.
Oh, we have.
And it feels
we've
great.
Had a lovely time.
I don't know. Oh, I've had a lovely time.
Have you had a good time?
I've had a lovely time.
I had a really great
good time.
Time.
I've had a really good time.
I've been brown.
I've been mate. Good night.